أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو شاء ربك لآمن من في الأرض كلهم جميعا أفأنت تكره الناس حتى يكونوا مؤمنين. وما كان لنفس أن تؤمن إلا بإذن الله ويجعل الرجس على الذين لا يعقلون. قل انظروا ماذا في السماوات والأرض وما تغني الآيات والنذر عن قوم لا يؤمنون. فهل ينتظرون إلا مثل أيام الذين خلوا من قبلهم؟ قل فانتظروا إني معكم من المنتظرين. ثم ننجي رسلنا والذين آمنوا، كذلك حقا علينا ننجي المؤمنين. قل يا أيها الناس إن كنتم في شك من ديني فلا أعبد الذين تعبدون من دون الله ولكن أعبد الله الذي يتوفاكم، وأمرت أن أكون من المؤمنين، وأن أقم وجهك للدين حنيفا ولا تكونن من المشركين. ولا تدع من دون الله ما لا ينفعك ولا يضرك، فإن فعلت فإنك إذا من الظالمين. وإن يمسسك الله بضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو، وإن يردك بخير فلا راد لفضله، يصيب به من يشاء من عباده، وهو الغفور الرحيم. And had your Rabb willed, then every person on earth would have believed. Will you compel mankind to believe? And it is not possible for any person to believe except by the permission of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala places the filth of disbelief on those who do not understand. Say, see, look towards all that is in the heavens and the earth, and proofs and warnings will be of no avail to those who do not believe. Do they expect to see what happened in the days of people that passed before them? Say, you wait and we will also wait with you. In the end, we save our Rasuls and believers, thus it is our duty to save the believers. Say, O mankind, if you are in doubt about my religion, then I do not worship the false gods that you people worship, but I worship Allah who takes away your souls at the time of death. And I have been commanded that I be of the believers and set my face straight for the religion that is upright and clean, and that I be not of those who make shirk. And also, I do not, وَلَا تَدْعُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, and do not call on gods besides Allah Ta'ala that cannot harm you nor benefit you in any way. If you do so, then in that case you will be amongst the wrongdoers. And if Allah Ta'ala were to touch you with any harm, then there can be none to remove it except He. But if His intention is good for you, then nobody can turn away His grace from you. He will cause it to reach those people He pleases, and He is most forgiving and most merciful. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, say, O mankind, قَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, the truth has come to you from your Rabb. Then whoever receives this truth, then he does this for the good of his own soul. But one who strays away, he strays at his own loss. And I am not sent to guard over you. And follow the wahi revelation that has been sent to you, and be firm and strong until Allah Ta'ala decides. Be firm, persevere in the matters that Allah Ta'ala has commanded you until Allah Ta'ala decides, and He is the best to decide. This verse, Allah Ta'ala says, if Allah Ta'ala touches you with any harm, then none can remove it except Himself. If He intends any good, then la radda li fadli, then nobody can turn away His grace from you. The grace and the harm, both are in His control. Hence, the way of the Muslims and believers of the past was that they would be satisfied and content with what they have got presently, and they will not stress themselves about the future. This is the way of a believer, that he is happy and content with what he has received, and he's not stressing about what's going to happen in the future. The future he assigns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who trust in His mercy and His compassion. Alif Lam Ra, this is a book whose verses are well established in meaning and message. They are categorical and clear, then explained in detail from the one that is full of wisdom and all acquainted. That you worship none but Allah, indeed I am sent to you from Him as a warner and as one bringing good news. That you worship, that you ask for forgiveness from your Rabb and turn to Him in repentance, and He will bless you with a beautiful enjoyment to a term that He is appointed. And for every person excelling in merit, He will grant him an additional grace. But if you do turn away, then I do fear for you the punishment of a mighty day. There's two words. One is istighfar and the other is tawbah. So this repentance is only complete with both istighfar and tawbah. Istighfar itself is not sufficient. So istighfar will refer to repenting for all the past, all the mistakes, all the weaknesses and the wrongs of the past. You sincerely repent, admit your guilt, and ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. This is the meaning of istighfar. And tawbah, tubu ilayh, you resolve for the future that you will commit yourself to His obedience, and you will commit yourself to His loyalty. You will not be unloyal and disobedient. So this repentance is complete in this manner, that you are remorseful over the past, and you repent for the past, and you resolve for the future that you will remain committed to His obedience. إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ, to Allah Ta'ala is your return altogether, and He has power over all things. Behold, they fold their chests to conceal themselves from Him. Behold, at the time they cover themselves with their garments, He knows all what they conceal and what they reveal, for He knows the very secret of the hearts. Kuffar, when they were planning and plotting against Islam, they would say, whatever we discuss, whatever we do, and it is conveyed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so let us do it very secretly. And in the secrecy, they felt we will fold ourselves, we will double ourselves, and we will cover ourselves with garments, and then we will discuss. So Allah Ta'ala says, this is of no avail. No matter how secret you are and how much you conceal yourself, then He knows the very, very secrets of the heart. He knows what's in your mind. So how are you going to conceal yourself from Him?